Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to call it like I see it. I think it's hot and muggy. And I think it's going to be that way into the foreseeable future, other than this little cold front is going to come through. Because we're in the second half of April now, and then you got Mother's Day coming up and the Kentucky Derby and all that. And has it ever been cool for one of those? I don't think so. And then what happened? Summertime and start of hurricane season and heat and humidity. And then before you know it, the fall and football. Boy, I just went through some time, didn't I? Highs of 84 today, 86 tomorrow, 84 Saturday. Rain on Sunday, highs of 70. Then Monday is going to be nice, low humidity, highs of 74. But then, guess what happens through early next week? Back to the 80s and more humidity. Daniel Erspammer joins us now, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Get an update on the session. How you doing, Daniel?
Well, now I'm hot and muggy, but otherwise I'm doing great.
My friend, I got to tell you, whether it was me or not, you would be hot and muggy because it's coming. Although we've had a nice, all in all, I think a very mild winter, nice winter. I don't think anybody can complain.
Yeah. I agree.
Let's talk about things that are going on in the session that are making you happy, the Pelican Institute happy. Things that are going on in the session are making you not so happy.
Yeah. Boy, it has been an action-packed and really interesting session. You know, I think we talked earlier, there's kind of a pent-up, I think, energy from divided government for a couple of years, 4 years. And so... bunch of big things moving, a major package to reform education and bring education scholarship accounts, a bill debated the last 2 days in committee on a constitutional convention, major changes to our occupational licensure regimes here to help remove barriers to work and opportunity, and some labor packages to help empower workers and sort of rein in government or union bosses for government unions. So lots of big things moving right now.
Let's start with the licensure and licensing and what's been done.
So the big bill and both, there's actually two versions of it, and one has passed the House and one has passed the Senate. So now they'll do some reconciling. But basically, this says if you're licensed and in good standing in another state for at least a year, we're going to fast track your license here. We need workers. We need people who are skilled at lots of different trades. And right now, we make it very difficult for individuals who may want to move here to get work. And so we're just trying to streamline that and make that path a lot faster to be able to get to work.
What kind of fields are you talking about here, Daniel? Because I think the question that a lot of people have is this about consumer protection or is it analogous to a break tag, which... And the legislator tried to get rid of that, and now I think, I don't know where that stands. I think they're still debating it. But, no, he pulled it. That's right, because the state police said that they needed the money. And he said, to be clear, this was not about vehicle safety at all. This was strictly about raising money, that it wasn't a different kind of tax. And I mean, I guess I'm asking the same thing when it comes to licensing these professions. Is it about consumer protection, or is it just a way of raising money?
Oh, well, there are certainly some situations where it's about consumer protection. But for the most part, these are not only about raising money, but also about really controlling competition, controlling supply. And it was interesting, you know, sometimes they say the quiet part out loud. And in testimony the other day, a representative of the cosmetology board said out loud, "This we need these laws to protect our people from competition." Mm-hmm. And you know, that's ultimately what this ends up being, is about constricting supply, raising prices for consumers, and providing very little or no protection. That and the protection that may be needed for consumers can be done through far less onerous ways that protect consumers and allow the market to flourish.
So when it comes to what fields are you talking about, and protect consumers from what? Because the devil is in the details, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, this, and so the question for this, which is just recognizing licensed individuals from other states, really revolves around those states that don't license things. And, you know, one example of this is arborists. Louisiana is the only state on the Gulf Coast that licenses arborists. One of only a handful in the country. And, you know, they came to testify that was a point of pride. We care so much about our trees that we require a license. Well, really what that just means is it's not protecting anyone. It's just keeping people out of the industry that ought to have the opportunity to work. We're one of only four states in the country to require a license for interior designers. And the one lots of people know, of course, is we're the only state in the country to require a license for florists. There's no consumer protection happening there.
So when it comes to, you know, I just had Mike Strain on, and he'll say, if you want to get an opinion on a tree on one of these water oaks, contact a licensed arborist. What's involved in getting a license if you are an arborist?
Yeah, they have a number of requirements. You have to have a certain level of education, which certainly keeps some people out of the workforce. You have to...
By saying mm-hmm. keeping people out of the workforce, you could also make a case it keeps somebody from coming on your property and destroying a tree that otherwise would have been healthy, or the other way around, right?
Oh, sure. Look, there's always risk in hiring someone, right? So the question is licensure the way to do it, or should you require a certain level of insurance as a means to get a permit? There are less onerous ways to get to consumer safety. In this case, what you're saying is someone who may have been, let's take someone from Florida, right, who faces many of the same weather and conditions as Louisiana, has a lot of the same species of trees. And maybe you've been a successful arborist there for 20 years, but you don't have a degree, or you don't have something that we require, haven't taken the test, haven't paid the money to the board. But you have a 20-year track record of success. Are we saying that person isn't qualified to do work here in Louisiana?
But are you saying that they shouldn't be forced to take a test to prove that they're qualified?
What we're saying in this case is if you have a track record or in good standing somewhere else, that absolutely you should be fast-tracked to get your license here. Separately, we also think that, you know, some of these professions are worth taking a look at. And we've got another bill that we support that sunsets licensure requirements and requires a review of them on a regular basis to make sure all of the requirements actually protect public safety and aren't just about anti-competitive measures.
So let me take a break for traffic. We're going to drill down on that because I can understand, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody here at all, but if you get a bad flower arrangement, that's not the same as having somebody cut a tree down and split your house in half, insurance or not, or I'm trying to think of some other examples, or maybe plumbing or electrical or whatever. We'll talk about specific fields when we come back, because I don't like a lot of big government either. However, I do think that people do need to have some type of license if they're going to do something that involves the health of the consumer. Daniel Erspammer is our guest, CEO of the Pelican Institute. We'll pick it up when we come back. 721 Traffic Now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. I'm getting some texts here, Daniel, people talking about court reporter, trust me, you don't want AI or bad court reporter taking down your case. Somebody else talking about reciprocity agreements with other states where they've already taken a test in another state. I understand that. But what the devil, again, is in the details. What specific fields are you talking about that where people maybe would not have to have a license that they do now?
Well, yeah, let's separate a couple of things real quick. So what we're talking about in the legislation moving now is about recognizing individuals who are licensed and in good standing in another state. So that's separate from a conversation, which I'm also happy to have about.
That would be reciprocity, right, that we're talking about, where it's like you took the test, you're licensed in another state, kind of like a whatever it is, you're licensed here. And a lot of states have that. That's common.
That's right, and there are certain professions that have reciprocity agreements in effect. This, if this bill passes and signed into law, it wouldn't affect those. Those okay. still stay in place. This just adds another pathway to an opportunity to work here in Louisiana.
So, like, for what profession? Somebody texted in and said, "I think nail tech and hair people should be licensed." Who would these two bills? Who would it exempt from current license requirements?
It would not exempt anyone.
Okay.
Again, in the recognition bill, it just says if you are already licensed and in good standing in another state, we're going to fast track recognition of your license here. And by the way, it gives a provision for if there are conditions in Louisiana that are different than other states, it allows for an exam by the board to say, do you know the Louisiana provisions of this?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that provision is already in the bill. This is pretty common sense.
Well, let me phrase it a different way, Daniel. Mm-hmm. How, from the consumer's standpoint, what are some of the professions or things that consumers deal with that this would affect?
This could affect any number of things. I'll give you an example. Plumbers are one. So I met a gentleman who lives in Atlanta. He's a pastor, but he's also a master plumber.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Louisiana. His family lives in Louisiana, and he wanted to move back. So he called the plumber board and said, hey, I want to come back. And they said, great, we're in desperate need of plumbers. Come on back. And he said, great, what do I need to do? And they said, well, you need to start over as a journeyman. And he said, well,
licensed master plumber in Georgia?
Correct.
Okay.
And they said, you can come back, but you get to start over.
So in that case, there is no reciprocal agreement.
That's correct.
Okay.
So this has a pathway for people like that who are already in good standing, who are already licensed, to come and get to work here in Louisiana. So this isn't removing a licensure requirement. This isn't eliminating a licensure requirement. It just says, hey, if you're already doing this and you're good, come here. We need you.
Specifically, as it relates to that, are there allowances for any kind of differences in code where they would have? Yeah. Right?
That's right.
Okay.
So it gives you a chance to take a test if you're doing that.
And what are some of the things where it would do away with any licenses?
And this bill would not do away with any licenses. That's a separate discussion, which, you know, we think should be had on a few things. There is a bill to eliminate the florist license that's moving through the process. There's a bill right now to lower the number of hours and cost of getting a cosmetology license. So there are a few different instruments moving that would affect the licensure rules, but this bill doesn't take away anything. It just says if you're licensed in another state, you should be able to be licensed here.
Well, maybe you can come back, talk about it some more. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Stay cool. Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. We'll come back, talk to Mike Pearlstein about his piece. They had on Channel 4 last night, WWL Louisiana, about low barrier or low threshold shelters. Generally speaking, not a good idea in the one in Orleans Parish. Not working out so well. We'll talk about it when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.